Okay. All right. Here we go. So hello everyone. Hello and welcome to Happy Hour. This first day of summer, June 21st. And first day of, oh, that means winter in the Southern Hemisphere. Wow. Okay. So we've just turned the corner. Here we are. So for today's practice, so what I'd like to invite us to consider is how our way of seeing really creates, really fabricates friends, enemies, dear ones, neutral people. It's in so many ways. These categories are a fabrication of our minds. Haven't you noticed that actually someone who maybe at some point was in one category then becomes in turn, maybe they say something that upsets you, and then instead of being your dear person for a few days, they become your difficult person, and maybe resolve it, and they become your benefactor again, or your dear friend, or just these categories are so elastic, and how the same person can be our both perhaps benefactor, good friend, as well as our challenging, the person we have challenges with. Same with us. We can be our own, we can be in all these different categories. So these categories aren't fixed, aren't really fixed. They are a way of seeing, a way of relating, a way of seeing another through our lens, through the lens of me, myself, and mine, how you make me feel today, or this month, or this year, or this decade. Again, a particular person is neither challenging or neutral or dear just because of who they are, but how we see them. So there is really, this is one way where the practice of emptiness. Now, as I bring this word, please don't get scared, like, oh my God, now she's going to talk about emptiness and I don't know what the heck that is, and those are higher teachings. And relax, I already explained to you everything I was going to explain. So if you understood what I said, that's it. So this is one aspect of emptiness, voidness, co-fabrication, creation, the way that we see, the way that we see the world. It's really empty. It's really empty. It's not an inherent property of the people. It's just the way we see them, we make them, we relate to them in these ways. And these qualities, again, it's not inherent in the person. We fabricate it given the way that we see in a given moment. It depends on our way of seeing, and they're not inherent. So that's where one of the ways that the practice, the realization of emptiness, voidness, it's so elastic, it's so free, it's all so free. It's much less fixed than we take it to be. Actually, this practice of emptiness in this way brings so much freedom, so much ease. It brings freedom. Oh yes, it's the way I'm seeing, it's the way I'm fabricating. So given that it's my way of seeing, given that it's so malleable, well, why don't I malleate? Why don't I make it into, why don't I see everyone as a friend? I have a choice. So what if I saw everybody as a friend? What would happen to my perception? What would happen to this world that I live in, if everyone was a friend, if I saw everyone, if the way of seeing, the way of fabricating was a friendly one, how would my experience of being in this world operating, how would it shift and change? So with that as the preamble, I also want to give credit. This idea came up to share with you as I was listening to a beautiful talk by a favorite teacher of mine, Rob Berbea, who passed away last year. And this talk was entitled Love, Healing, and Emptiness. And it's from 2010. And I trust later Neil will look it up later and will share with you for anyone who might be interested. Again, the name is Love, Healing, and Emptiness. It's on Dharma Seed, and it's by Rob Berbea. So with all of that, and having given credit, given I'm an academic, so it's important to give credit where ideas come from. Well, it's important for everyone, but anyway, let's start our practice, our formal practice of guided meditation. So I'd like to invite you to get into your posture. Whatever posture might be supportive for you. Whether sitting, lying down, standing, or even walking. Turning your gaze inward. First. To arrive and settle in the body. Letting go of all the words that have come before, all the busyness of the day. All the plans of what you will do later today, this moment, just taking refuge in just being. The radical choice in our society, in this world, to just be and not do for a moment. Letting go of doing. Opening up, relaxing, softening the whole body. Opening to non-doing. Receiving the breath. So it moves through the lower abdomen, sit bones, the legs, the feet, relaxing, softening, letting go of all these parts. Softening. Relaxing the abdomen, letting the chest be refreshingly filled with the breath. And emptied the neck and shoulders, softening. Feeling heavy. Letting their weight to be pulled down by the earth, by gravity, As if tension, tightness. Is dripping down, relieved, let go of. So too for the muscles of the face, behind the eye, behind the jaw, connecting the jaw. The entire body. Inviting awareness to be close, very close. Right here, just in the body, right here, not far. Intimately feeling, sensing. Greeting all the sensations. If you notice the mind is resting on the thought and the plan, memory, it's okay. It's part of this practice. Nothing wrong with thinking per se. Just for the purpose of this practice, for calming, settling. In this moment, inviting the awareness to stay close in the body, to bow to the thought, thank you. Please come back later. I'll be waiting for you. But now I'm giving my heart to this practice. Bringing the awareness to the body, to the breath. Receiving. Settling, arriving for another few minutes before we turn our attention to metta. Now, as we stay embodied, as we allow awareness to connect with the sensations of this body sitting, connecting the cushion with the floor, connected to the earth, connected to the air through the breath. Sense of embodiment right here, right now in this body. Not leaving the body, letting it be our anchor. And now inviting into our mind's eye the image of felt sense of a dear friend, someone with whom we have an uncomplicated relationship, ideally. Just there is a sense of friendliness. Goodwill. We appreciate them, we like them. We wish them well. Maybe they make us feel safe and happy when we're in their presence. Whatever the nuance might be for you. And if it's challenging to find someone in this category, it's okay to bring someone in who's a benefactor or a dear person, maybe even a child or a pet. Just a sense of friendliness, ease. Bringing them into your mind's eye, as if inviting them to come and sit with you. As if they were right in front of you. Letting a sense of metta ease, friendliness. That naturally arises, could show up as a smile, could show up as gladness, could show up in your heart area, heart center area, as oh, a sense of warmth, care, goodwill, or just happy to see this person, this being in your mind's eye. And from this place, wishing them well. You can use your own metta phrases if you have them. Or I'll offer the four metta phrases, traditional ones. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. You're welcome to keep the phrases or let it be silent. What's more important today in this practice as we explore in this way is to have an image, a felt sense of them, just the way you see them. Looking at them with friendly eyes. Noticing what happens in your heart when you look at them with friendly eyes. Does your heart feel more expansive, more easeful, more peaceful? More spacious, more happy. Again, notice what the nuance is for you as you envision this being with friendly eyes, seeing them as a friend. See what happens for you. Notice, notice. Now, having primed our heart, we'll do a wholesome, what's called bait and switch. Now, as the heart is warmed up with this sense of friendliness, seeing through the eyes of friendliness, bring the image, felt sense of someone up who's kind of neutral for you, someone you know, maybe you've seen. And replace your friend, your dear being, with this new image. And see if it's possible. What if you just saw this person with a friend in a friendly way, as if they're a friend? Experiment. In this moment, see what it feels like. As if they were your friend, as if they were dear to you, wishing them well in the same way. And like surfing, we can surf the wave, sometimes for a long, long, long time. The energy may not dissipate, but if it does, you can always go back to your friend, dear friend, and prime your heart again and do the bait and switch. So experiment, see what happens. Now I'd like to invite you to come back, to invite your friend again. Sitting with them, seeing them. With friendly eyes, friendly gaze. The way you see them, with kindness, with care, with goodwill, with metta. Again, letting your heart feel what it feels, your body. Pay attention. And I'd like to invite you, having primed our heart again. Now imagine a scene from somewhere you've been recently, perhaps. Maybe you went for a walk simply near your home and there were passerbys, neighbors walking by. Or maybe you went to a store to buy something, grocery store. Or another store, or somewhere, a park, somewhere where there are a bunch of people, you have this felt sense of, yeah, there are people around. What if we saw them? If we took in our mind's eye the different people that perhaps we interacted with, or we just saw, looking at them, seeing them. With friendly eyes. With goodwill. May you be well. May you be well. As if they were a long lost friend, perhaps. We didn't know this was a friend of ours. What if silently brought the image of each of them up and said, "Hi, how are you? I wish you well. I'm friendly. I see you as a friend." Maybe flashing an inner smile. See what works for you. As if you had a friendly relationship, a connection with each of these beings. As if you knew them. as if they were your second, third, fourth cousins. Hello, cousin. Hi. You were seeing them at a reunion. You've never seen them before. With friendly eyes, wishing you well. We are related in this web of common humanity. Notice how your heart feels, how your body feels. Greeting, friendliness, all these long lost cousins you're related to through the web of common humanity. May our practice in cultivating our hearts in goodness and kindness and metta be a cause and condition for awakening, for goodness for ourselves and all beings in this world. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. So I will change the settings in chat. So if you'd like to share your reflections in chat to everyone, I'll say your name out loud. If you just type them to me privately, I will only read the reflection, not your name. You're also welcome to raise your hand, your Zoom hand. Your physical hand I may not see. If you'd like to share your insights, reflections, questions, complaints, it's all welcome. Especially if you haven't spoken for a while. I'd love to hear from you. Friend.
Hi. I found the suggestion to think of strangers as cousins to be very apt and useful. I have a lot of cousins, and my intimacy with various cousins have changed over the years, some being quite close, and then a rotation, and somebody else will come to the West Coast, and they'll be very close. And there is something almost arbitrary about that I can feel that we've decided that we will be friends, that we will be close. It's just because of the accident of family, but now we make a commitment through that accident. And that experience seems to be a useful way for me to imagine the boatload of people I was thinking about who I was around yesterday, who were as various and as indifferently composed as my family is.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you so much for saying that as beautifully and as eloquently as you said, all of that. Yeah, it's a commitment you make into the way of seeing, the way of relating. Otherwise, it can be kind of random. Beautiful. Thank you. I love that. And actually, that suggestion, when I suggested for me, it brightened the practice also. It brought more dimensionality for me, saying all the people I had seen earlier today. Like, oh yeah, hi cousin, hi. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, lovely. Yeah. Yeah, other reflections. What else did you notice? Claire, please.
Thank you. Wasn't so much noticing. I had a very funny coincidence though that I wanted to share with you. I have a friend who's a huge fan of Proust, and somehow or other I got on the phone with them today. And instead of my usual annoyance with them, I decided to look Proust up. I just Googled. And I came up with a quote that I thought just blew my mind, changed my whole perception. And it's so relevant to what you were talking about. It reads, "The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new lands, but in seeing with new eyes." And I thought that is just amazing because it's been so true for me. And it's exactly what you were talking about. And this has been the theme of my whole day. It's really weird.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. A way of seeing with new eyes, not new lands, but new eyes. Would you type it if you can in chat or say it one more time, Claire, the whole quote?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Lost it already, but I'll go find it.
So I will go to Mary Christine's question. How do you see an abusive person with new eyes? Yes, very good question. So I think the way of inviting to see with friendliness is to see their humanity in this case, to see their humanity. It doesn't mean that you become a doormat and say, oh, I'm just friends, I'm just going to forget about everything, you can abuse me. But allowing yourself to see their friendliness, they're a long-lost cousin who are causing harm. You still see them, oh, yes, they're a cousin, they're related, you want them to be well. And yeah, you're going to keep your distance from this cousin, but you wish them well. Yeah. Thank you, Mary Christine. Very important question. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, yes. Beautiful. And thanks for putting that in chat again, Claire. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new lands, but seeing in new eyes, seeing with new eyes. Beautiful. Lovely. Yeah. Any other reflections? As I wait for you, I'll share that with this practice towards the end, I felt much happier. I felt my heart being really expansive, just kind of, yeah, just the delight of the people I had seen earlier who were kind of two-dimensional for me. They were just people, neutral people. And then they became, oh, wow. So in fact, they became dear. I was wishing them well. So I think tomorrow when I go to the same place, I'll go for my daily exercise swim. If they're there, like, oh, I'll see them with different eyes. Like, oh, yeah, this person swimming next to me in the lane. Oh, may you be well. So for me, it was quite lovely too. So how about... since I'm not seeing any hands and I'm not seeing any new reflections, let's turn We'll save some time on the other end when we come back from small groups for reflections. And right now, how about we engage with our cousins, our long-lost cousins, whom we will meet in a small group, a couple of our cousins who will have the privilege to connect with or reconnect with in small groups. So let's practice. I'll make the breakout rooms. And how about we start with 15 seconds of silent metta for our cousins. And after that, then you can share as much or as little as you wish. Let's see. Okay, the rooms are created and I am going to open them now. Here we go. Welcome back, everyone. Okay, the rooms are closed. Welcome back. And we have a few minutes for reflections, questions. Your practice is important, especially if you're new. And we'd love to hear from you. What did you discover? Was there something new that you discovered about yourself, about what worked for you, what didn't, what happened? Either during the guided meditation or in the practice meetings. You can raise your Zoom hand or type in chat. Lisa, please.
Thank you. Yeah, I was noticing that it felt like really like freeing or lightening to be given permission to notice, which I did anyway, but that like the categories change for the person that I might or being I might like pick for a category. That the complexity, it's like allowing for the complexity of that, the change depending on my view and the conditions of that moment going into my view. It just felt like, even though I could know that, yeah, somehow it's like, oh, you saying it and offering this meditation, it just was like, felt like being given permission for that. And I really, really appreciated it. And it feels like this is a super rich teaching that, yeah, I want to like be with more. So thank you, Nikki.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. One thing that I'm hearing in what you're saying, and don't mute yourself just yet, because I want to follow up with what I'm hearing, if I hear correctly, is that there's a sense of, you know, this acknowledgement that, yeah, this is what happens with these categories, that they're kind of random depending on how we see them. You know, one person can be a friend, another day and a challenging person who's challenging, et cetera, et cetera. So that actually gave you permission. It brought some ease, is what I'm hearing, to say, oh yeah, this is how it works. It's okay. This is how it works for everyone, right? This is, and it's based on how we see others, and it just keeps shifting and changing. And that can allow like a sense of, okay, this is how it works given how I see. So, okay, how can I, it actually opens up practice opportunity. Did I kind of hear that correctly? What you're reflecting on?
Yes, completely. Like the it's okay. Yeah. And then, yeah, like the warmth can flow between these like categories, seeing that one day or that half day it was like that, and then that later hour it was like that, and it's like, what? And just noticing my own rigidity around, but it should always be the same time. And I don't, that doesn't feel good, but I notice my like, well, then I can just check off that box, you know? And it's like, that's not, yeah, this just like feels good somehow. And I think yeah, I would like to be with this more. I can feel like I can be with this for a little while as a practice.
Nice. You just added another aspect to it, which I want to highlight, which is not the rigidity of it. It doesn't have to be a particular way. This is how it works. So not fighting against how it actually the mind makes these categories. This is how it happens, and opening up to working with it. And another thing that I just thought about sharing actually as an invitation for all of us is as different people we relate to, as they shift and go between these categories, can we still see them as our cousins? Oh yeah, this is the cousin who's still my cousin, but you know, today, you know, we're still related. We're still connected in this web of humanity and, you know, through our human family, we're still connected. And today, yeah, it's just, it's kind of this way. It's the weather condition. So yeah. Thank you, Lisa. And Jeannie says, I just enjoyed meeting some new cousins. Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you, Jeannie. So the time has come for us to end our time together. So I thank you all. Thank you so much for your practice and cultivation for the sake of yourselves and for the sake of all those beings whose lives yours touches. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thank you. And now I stop the recording.